First, though, the head of the corporate regulator has questioned the need for a royal commission into its handling of a fraud scandal involving the Commonwealth Bank. The establishment of an inquiry is one of 61 recommendations to come from a Senate committee looking at the role of ASIC and the conduct of the Commonwealth Bank in a financial advice scandal that left thousands of investors millions of dollars out of pocket. But ASIC's chairman Greg Medcraft says establishing a royal commission into the matter might not be the best use of resources. Business reporter Pat McGrath.
The Commonwealth Bank has remained quiet today on the prospect of a royal commission into the scandal that cost thousands of its customers millions of dollars. But ASIC's chairman Greg Medcraft has delivered the corporate regulator's response this morning.
Clearly, even before this inquiry under my chairmanship, our transparency has improved quite significantly, and the sort of type of lack of transparency that occurred then will not and does not occur now.
He says many of the committee's recommendations align with changes in regulation that ASIC has already been calling for.
One, looking at a register for financial advisors. Two, the recommendation in relation to a national competency exam, which I know many of you know that's something that I've been very favourable about for a number of years now. Thirdly, the penalties, something that, again, we actually published a white paper very recently focusing on penalties, because if we're going to be an effective enforcement agency, that is critical. And then finally, the recommendation in relation to the user pays model. And I'm sure, as many of you know, that's something that very much we favour.
But he says ASIC's record isn't spotless in the Commonwealth Bank scandal that saw a group of financial advisers within the company accused of putting clients' money into risky investments without their permission. The bank has been accused of trying to cover it up. ASIC has been accused of ignoring whistleblowers.
We've acknowledged, been very upfront in terms of what happened at ASIC here 6 years ago, that we should have acted more timely to respond to the whistleblowers, that we should have communicated with the whistleblowers much more. And as I said, we've remedied how we do that now.
Greg Medcraft says whether to push ahead with the Royal Commission is a matter for government, but he has questioned the need for another costly inquiry.
We've already spent nearly $1 million in resources on this Senate inquiry, which is equivalent to 10 heads now. Look, you know, as I said, that's part of the democratic process of accountability. I won't question that. But, you know, there is an issue of resources. And at the end of the day, it's a very good question.
University of New South Wales corporate law professor Justin O'Brien was responsible for one of the more than 400 submissions to the inquiry. He gave testimony in person to the committee earlier this year. He says its significance has extended far beyond ASIC and the Commonwealth Bank. He says it's exposed a worrying culture that pervades the entire banking sector.
And there is a deep, deep suspicion that runs the whole way through this report about the nature of corporate governance, the nature of compliance and compliance failures, which extend well beyond the case study, which is Commonwealth Financial Planning.
So you think this is more about the banking sector than it is about ASIC?
I think it's about much more than ASIC, and it comes at a very pivotal time because we've got a broader financial system inquiry chaired by David Murray himself, a former head of Commonwealth Bank of Australia, which is investigating the entire governance setting of the system as a whole.
Justin O'Brien says what has unfolded in this inquiry will sharpen the focus of the first major probe of the Australian financial sector in almost 20 years.
And what we've got here ultimately is a question of, can we rely anymore on stated commitments to high ethical standards by major financial services providers in Australia? The evidence from the Senate report is that we can't rely on stated obligation. What this does is it puts the question of culture very much at the heart of the financial system inquiry itself. Because what we've got from the Senate is severe criticism of the culture of financial services in Australia.
Professor Justin O'Brien from the University of New South Wales Law School, ending that report from our business reporter, Pat McGrath.